There seems to be a growing divide between Christianity and Islam in America. In fact, Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson, native of Detroit, has said that he doesn't think a Muslim should ever become president of the United States, and many of his supporters share that mistrust. But most Christians aren't aware that Jesus appears in the Quran. Quran, of course, Islam's holy book. This week in East Lansing, there will be a discussion about the position that Jesus Christ holds in the Muslim faith. Kern State's Scott Pohl is here with me to tell us about the book, Islam's Jesus. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Sue. Author Zaki Sariduprak is a professor of Islamic studies at John Carroll University in Ohio. On Wednesday night, he'll talk about his book, Islam's Jesus, at MSU's International Center. He thinks the shared belief in Jesus could help Muslims and Christians better understand one another.
Professor Zaki Sariduprak, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to begin by asking you about how prominent a figure Jesus Christ is in the Quran and to Muslims. Can you tell me something about how he is seen by Muslims? Is he a holy figure to be revered?
Jesus is a very prominent figure in the Islamic tradition. He is mentioned more than 90 times in the Quran. In fact, even a small hint at something or some figures in the Quran is very significant. So having Jesus being mentioned for 90 times, over 90 times, it shows the significance of Jesus for Muslims. He is one of the greatest prophets of God, not like a regular prophet, because we have in the Islamic tradition more than 124,000 prophets came before Islam. That's what is mentioned in the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So Jesus is among the five elite prophets of God, the most important of all, and these are Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon them all. Basically, when we say Jesus is a prophet in Islam, it's a very significant term. He's not like a regular prophet, but he is a messenger of God and among the five elite prophets. Sometimes the word prophet in English is used in a loose way, but in Islam, prophet is very significant. Prophet is the one who speaks on behalf of God. Prophet is the one who meets with Angel Gabriel. So it's very high ranked. Perhaps I would say the highest rank of spirituality is the prophethood.
For people who are raised in Christian faiths, they read the Bible, they hear stories about Jesus, parables about Jesus. I'm curious about someone raised in the Muslim faith, reading the Quran rather than the Bible. Do they read and hear stories about Jesus that are similar to what Christians hear when they learn about Christ?
There are many similarities, but some stories that are found in the Quran and not found in the canonical Gospels, I would say there are also similar stories. One of the stories that is mentioned in the Quran, Let me start with stories that are similar, like, for example, the increasing of food as a miracle of Jesus. The Quran mentions that. The giving a life to people, raising the person from death to life. This is a miracle of Jesus mentioned in the Quran. But I think the important theme here is that Jesus is doing all of this with the divine power, with the divine permission. So God gives Jesus that power to prove that he is speaking on behalf of God. This is the reason for miracles of the prophets, and Jesus is one of them, as you said. There is also a story that is not mentioned in the canonical Gospels, but it is mentioned in the Quran. And it's very interesting. Jesus speaks from his cradle when he is very young, you know. According to the story, Mary gives birth to Jesus. and she brings Jesus to her community. And the community is surprised, so they accuse her of committing adultery because she doesn't have a husband, and now she has a baby. So, but Mary is inspired by God to not speak, but just point when they are when they ask her. So when they said, Mary, you are not a bad person, your father, your mother, not bad people, where did you get this baby? And Mary doesn't speak, but she points at the baby as if she says, don't ask me, ask the baby. And they say, how can we talk to a baby who is incredible? I mean, two, three days old. Immediately Jesus speaks from his cradle, saying that, which is a very remarkable statement in the Quran, I am the servant of God. God has given me the book, the gospel. Peace be upon me when I am born. Peace be upon me when I grew up. Peace be upon me when I die. God commanded me to give charity, to pray, and to be kind to my mother. So this is very, very powerful statement that Jesus spoke from his cradle, miraculously, of course, in the Quran. He said this is one of the miracles of Jesus, and declared the innocence of his mother. So we have many stories, many similar stories as well.
Our guest is Zaki Sariddaprak. He's the author of Islam's Jesus. He'll discuss the book Wednesday night on the MSU campus. Am I correct that many Muslims believe that Jesus will return like lots of Christians do?
Yes. Well, it is in the hadith of the Prophet. Hadith means the sayings of the Prophet. So Prophet Muhammad clearly stated that Jesus will come. As in my book I mentioned, there are several opinions, several Muslims' perspectives on this. One is looking very literally. They say, well, God is powerful. Jesus will come from sky directly. Very literal. And while some people are happy with that, I would say the majority of people think that way. Some people would say, no, actually, the Prophet said Jesus will come, but it shouldn't be understood literally, but it should be understood allegorically. So the Prophet didn't mean that a person will come from sky, but the Prophet meant something else. And some scholars would interpret this as cooperation between Christians and Muslims. And perhaps if you look at, you know, like the Quranic terms, there are many verses that really suggest cooperation between the family of Abraham, Christians, Muslims, and Jews. So some scholars interpret that way, that that the Prophet did not mean the coming of a person from sky, but he meant the cooperation of Muslims, Christians, and Jews, the people of the book. The Quran says for Christians and Jews as the people of the book. So a cooperation between Muslims and the people of the book, and that will bring peace to our world. That is the meaning of Jesus making peace. And the other group, which I call the Muslim philosophers, but is not like a large group, they totally deny that, you know, that a person who died 2,000 years ago will come back. So they say there is no such a thing. This is because of the influence of Christian or Jewish tradition on Islam.
What would you say your message might be to radicalized Muslims about the connection that maybe you think they should see to the fact that Jesus appears throughout the Quran? Is there a message to the radicalized world that is to be gained from exploring the presence of Jesus in the Quran?
I mentioned this in the last chapter of my book, and my message is that with all this, the Quran encourages Muslims to be in dialogue with Christians and Jews. It's a very strong statement in the Quran, and Jesus is really taking a very important place in the Quran. Moses is taking a very important place in the Quran, and I think this dialogue, I argue for this, and cooperation, dialogue and then cooperation, will contribute to the world peace. Because Christians, Muslims, and Jews, if they come together, they constitute more than half of humanity. More than half of humanity is about 58% of world population. They can make a big change in the world if they really believe in the presence of peace. And therefore, I would say this gives a great message, a very strong message to Muslims to come together with Christians and Jews, that the Holy Book of Islam, the Quran, calls them the people of the book, which means the people of the Torah and the people of the gospel. For both, the Quran says there is guidance and light in them. They are both the divine revelations and before Islam, and the Quran reveres those revelations as really divine statements, divine words.
I would suspect you might have a similar message to Christians who maybe aren't aware of the fact that Jesus is a prominent figure in the Quran.
During my lectures, I realized that many people are not aware of it, actually, that Jesus is so significant for Muslims. I think my book is helping with this. People who are reading, they see how Jesus is taking an important place. And also, it gives a sense that, well, really, this dialogue is necessary. It is very important that we can come together and we cooperate for the future of humanity and for the better of our communities.
Zaki Sariduprak is a professor of Islamic studies at John Carroll University in University Heights, Ohio, and the author of Islam's Jesus. He'll discuss the book Wednesday night at 6:30 at the MSU International Center. Thank you for joining us on Current State.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott, for having me.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.